Can you talk about the specific chemotherapeutic agents that you utilize and what you say to patients who are beginning any one of those?
Sure. Let's start with Taxol or paclitaxel. It's certainly one of the most effective drugs that we have for patients with breast cancer. It's one that many patients may now receive in the adjuvant setting in breast cancer, though if their identification of metastatic disease was more than a year after they had received their adjuvant therapy, considering that as an option for retreatment is still quite reasonable. The Taxol is given as an IV infusion, and it can be given either once every 3 weeks or once a week. I think we have pretty good evidence now that it's a bit more effective and has fewer side effects if it's given once a week. And typically, I use it once a week for 3 weeks and then a week off. There are some studies that have given it weekly, sort of ad nauseum, but I think the side effects get a bit tougher. I think patients appreciate knowing that there's a built-in break so that they're not in the clinic, and that really minimizes the side effects. It does not have much trouble with nausea when it's given in the weekly schedule. It can cause hair loss, though it's a bit more variable. I think what patients notice is hair gradually gets thinner, and over several months, about half or so of the patients have lost enough hair that they're more comfortable wearing a wig or hat or something, and for about half of them, it's thinner that they notice, but perhaps not to that point that would be obvious to people on the street. Over long-term treatment, it can cause some damage to the nerves that give sensation to the fingers and toes, so they may notice some numbness in those areas. And that's something that we ask them about, because that's something that tends to gradually get worse when they're on Taxol for a longer period of time and gets better when they take some time off. So we want to be aware of that to stop their therapy or interrupt their therapy before it starts interfering with function. And some patients will notice some muscle achiness, kind of that achiness when you have the flu, usually the day after the infusion, usually pretty mild with the weekly formulation as well.